Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Matthew 13, 31-33 and 44-52. The sermon title is The Kingdom Hidden in Plain Sight. In these short parables, Jesus speaks of mustard seeds, yeast, hidden treasure, a pearl of great value, and a net full of fish. Each image invites us to notice the kingdom of heaven, not as escape from this world, but as something quietly growing within ordinary life through compassion, justice, hospitality, and shared humanity. The image that stayed with me is the yeast in the dough. It's such a small thing, almost invisible once mixed in, and yet it changes everything. It works quietly, slowly, from within. It doesn't transform the dough by force. It doesn't stand above it or shout instructions at it. It enters the mixture and begins its hidden work. That feels close to the way Jesus describes the kingdom of heaven. Not as a flashy religious program, not as imperial power dressed up in holy language, not as domination, but as something alive, persistent, and quietly transformative. Jesus' central message was the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God. And this kingdom is not simply about going somewhere else after death. It's about God's reign taking shape here, among ordinary people, in daily life. It appears where compassion overcomes cruelty, where bread is shared, where strangers become neighbors, where dignity is restored, and where love refuses to surrender to despair. One thing preachers may want to notice is how deliberately ordinary these images are. Jesus doesn't reach for palace imagery. He doesn't speak first of armies, thrones, temples, or grand displays of power. He speaks of a mustard seed, a persistent little shrub that refuses to stay small. He speaks of a woman kneading yeast into flour. He speaks of treasure hidden in a field and a merchant searching for a pearl. He speaks for a net full of all kinds of fish. These are images from village life, household life, working life, ordinary life. Jesus is teaching us to look again at the world around us. The kingdom may be hidden in plain sight. And that's such a strong word for congregations today. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by the scale of what's wrong. Inequality, climate grief, loneliness, housing stress, political division, institutional decline, and the wearying sense that change is too slow. Against all that, a mustard seed can seem laughingly small. A cup of kindness, a shared meal, a phone call, a quiet act of advocacy. A church that keeps practicing welcome when the world hardens around fear. And yet Jesus says, don't despise the small beginning. For worship leaders, this opens up wonderfully tangible possibilities. You could hold up a tiny seed and then build a paper tree covered with leaves naming small acts of kindness. You could bring sourdough starter and a loaf of freshly baked bread, letting people smell the messiness and aliveness of transformation. You could hide paper treasures under chairs, each with words like justice, welcome, manaakitanga, courage, forgiveness, and hope. You could create a net filled with fish of many colours, shapes, and sizes, making visible the radical wideness of Christ's invitation. That last image matters. The net gathers fish of every kind. Too often, Christians have used judgment language to narrow the embrace of God. But Jesus' own ministry keeps pushing outward. He welcomed those respectable society distrusted or ignored. The sick, the poor, children, women on the margins, tax collectors, foreigners, doubters, and those whose lives didn't fit tidy religious categories. So perhaps the net is not only a warning, it's also a picture of abundance and diversity. God's kingdom gathers widely. There are also challenges here. The treasure and the pearl ask us what we truly value. Consumer culture trains us to treasure image, status, productivity, money, and control. Jesus points elsewhere to compassion, justice, relationship, dignity, and a life that can't be bought. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these parables help your congregation notice the kingdom hidden in plain sight. May they trust the small seed, the living yeast, the hidden treasure, the costly pearl, and the wide net of God's welcome. And may they leave worship ready to practice the quiet, persistent, generous love through which God is still healing the world. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nā mihi.